Hello and welcome back to Cabincast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Chris.
Hello.
And Tom.
Hello.
And we are here with more Star Wars Visions. This is Season 2, Episode 7, The Bandits of Golak, which is by Studio 88, who we think are out of India.
88 Pictures.
88 Pictures, 88. Even. It has an 88 in it. They've been working a bunch of stuff, including, and most recognizable to me at least, Trollhunter's Tales of Arcadia. Don't know if they did any of the older Trollhunter stuff, but Trollhunter's is pretty cool. It's the associated series that came later. It was a Guillermo del Toro show, and starred Anton Yelchin, which made it very sad. But it's a good show. But yeah, we've been really enjoying these so far, so let's see what this one has to offer. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
Now's now.
Now.
Ooh, that's pretty. Mm-hmm. Although those planets are too close.
Tom.
Hmm?
Oh. It's a train.
Train. Big pork. Train.
So many species. Oh no.
There's a stormtrooper there.
I'm gonna get through as fast as possible.
I painted bright blue. How are they hideouts?
Because they used to be people's things.
Blum blum.
You saw nothing. Just a child, just not thinking about it.
Lum lum. Lum lum.
Damn random citizen, but also damn it, child. Hey, stop me! I'm a thief!
I've stolen all the levy.
They sent one stormtrooper. Okay, there's
two. They sent two.
Into a refugee train of people who probably do not like Stormtroopers.
He looks a little bit like a clone.
Mm-hmm. The train. It's a train. Oh, speed bikes.
Mm-hmm.
No, stop. We're actually trying to protect you.
Oh, not the Jangoris.
It's bandit time.
And it is. God, those things are fast to keep up with that train going that fast.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Speedy train. High speed train. Yeah, dude, I'd be more concerned about them.
Is that a rebel symbol?
There is, yeah. Phoenix fly there.
So yeah.
Surprised the stormtroopers are putting up with that at all.
Oh.
Oh, that's a very small tunnel.
Mm-hmm. No! Oof.
Any place that might help you with what the problem that you have at the moment? This does not look like a place that now will help you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that poor Ugnaught.
Home's kind of gone.
That's no storm. Oh, You idiot. Look at what you have done. That's not good.
No.
That's mega really not good.
I mean, he looks freaking awesome, but this is very bad.
But look who's behind him.
Yeah. Purge troopers with the axes as well.
No, please. I'm getting PTSD.
Tom didn't do very well with the X-1s.
He's got the red eyes.
He does. But like, Indian inspiration in the Inquisitor uniform looks really cool, though.
Yeah. Oh.
Poor guy. Yeah.
How are they able to defeat the Purge troopers, but I am not?
She didn't. This time she didn't. Yeah. I figured. Music is very cool.
Oh, did he just do the fly thing?
Like a little bit, but to a much more reasonable extent.
They fly now.
Reminds me a bit of Kung Fu Hustle. At the place you least expect to find a great master.
The hidden order symbol there. Bottom of the water. You'd think people would realize.
Yeah, it rhymes.
It's gonna be another cliffhanger ending.
Yeah, I'm not sure we've often seen like force used on water like that much before. It's very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool. Very different again.
Indeed. Yeah.
Very different sort of like 3D animation again, but also different. Yeah, just the design of things and that, and obviously, you know, like the last one was incredibly French. This felt very Indian with like the big train and
big
the
train
sweets
makes it
and...
instantly the best piece of Star Wars media. Well, up there with the best, because Solo also had a train.
It did have a train. Yeah, the train was cool. And yeah, having a child who can just do these things and doesn't realize that you should be keeping these things
secret. That one was a bit
secret.
Too powerful for her own good.
Yes. She could do quite a lot, quite early.
Quite easily.
Yeah.
There was a really good description of the Force in one of the new comic books, the supposedly canon ones, although I generally consider them to be changeable at any and all possibilities, because they've been overridden so often. Luke was trying to explain to one of the people he was training why Ben was able to feel the Force and do things a lot easier than everybody else. And he said something along the lines of, the Force is like a door. You know, you're born with a certain size of door to let it through. But even if you're born with like a fairly small door, you can open it wide.
Yeah.
Almost. And let the power run through and that type of stuff. Which I thought was a really cool analogy and a really
that
smart
is.
Analogy.
Yeah.
And it made me smile because it made me think of Legends Luke, and then it made me not smile because it made me think of Last Jedi Luke.
Which is
yeah, no, that's an argument for a different day. Two very separate characters, but it did make me happy inside. It was very nice to see.
No, it's cool. Yeah, and she cleared quite a large door.
Yes, basically is what I'm saying. She had a very big door.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, had a wealth of power to join drawn similarly. Also, it works quite well for the analysis of why Anakin and Obi-Wan are easily matched in Revenge of the Sith.
Mm.
Anakin had a bigger door, but it wasn't anywhere near as open as Obi-Wan's.
Sure, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I love the design of the Inquisitor there. That was
very cool. Was a high point there.
Like,
if I'm not being memey and just talking about the train,
mm-hmm.
the Inquisitor was probably one of the coolest design characters in this,
yeah.
this season so far. And this is a season which has already had some really cool, some really clever and cool character designs.
Indeed.
Hmm.
But yeah, very cool. Like when they started the fight, there was like a couple of shots where it just felt very slow, and I was like, I mean, this is great and it looks cool, so I don't mind, but like I kind of expected a bit more, but then it immediately did more and I was like, okay, no, this is very cool, never mind, I didn't need to be worried. But yeah, that was a cool, like,
we haven't had one
two lightsaber cane thingy
too keen on this season, have we, Ollie?
No. I mean, last season, it was only when we got to the last two that I was like, I don't like the stories in these. I still thought they, you know, the sounded... One,
but I agree with you with towards the last one.
Yeah. The second to last one with the sisters and the thing, and then she killed her, but no, she was fine, and it was just like,
I just thought
dumb.
That was a bit neat, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's my personal opinion, man.
Yeah, no, exactly. And the last one was just a bit too depressing.
Also, funnily enough, in the audio files, the Korean one, that only had Korean for that particular episode. The option for Korean has since gone away. So they went through all the efforts to put the Korean language into... Although there are subtitles for Korean for the rest.
Yeah, that makes sense, I suppose.
Which is nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
Shame they couldn't have done that for other ones.
Hmm. Yeah,
be salty
okay.
About that.
Well, yeah, but no, that was really cool. Yeah, cool to see... The Purge Troopers being incorporated into more.
I am highly peeved. How come I cannot defeat them like the Sandstorm defeated them? This is
you're not the force of nature, sadly. It is cool though, because
the
like
the force of nature,
because the Purge Troopers were first in Fallen Order. I'm pretty sure, right?
They were.
So it's been really cool to see them in like. They went Obi-Wan.
Technically,
and they were here.
They were in a comic book before that, but as I've already said, considering the comic book's canon in any real sense is asking for trouble, because then you're gonna not be able to reconcile what happens in the comics with what happens in books and other media. And even books are kind of a bit marginal when it comes to Star Wars getting rewritten all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can only really trust video games, TV shows, and the movies.
Yeah.
So I would say their first canon, definitely canon, appearance was Fallen Order, where their first appearance was in the comic books.
That makes sense.
But they were cool.
They were cool.
In both.
And they are.
Why they ended up in Fallen Order?
Yeah.
And then Fallen Order is why they've ended up everywhere else.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll leave this one here. We've clearly got distracted, but that was a very cool episode. Excited for the last couple. But we'll leave this one here. So thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of CabinCast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under CabinCast and on YouTube. There are those there on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/CabinCast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.